Okay, let's Bez Hashem Beli Neder. Let's finish Shas together. This morning's learning is dedicated to Le'ilu Nishmas Avimayor, Rav David Tzvi ben Rav Yosef, as well as Chaim Tzvi ben Avraham. And we are, today's daf is daf Mem Vav. We'll pick it up 8 lines down on Mem Vav Amud Aleph. Says the Gemara, Amar Rabbi Yaakov Bar Idi, Amar Rabbi Shua ben Levi. 6 lines down. Halacha Krav Yochanan ben Nuri. We follow the opinion of Rabbi Yochanan that a sleeping person is kona 2,000 amos of Shavisa. He fell asleep by accident. We give him honorary 2,000 amos. That's Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri. Chachamim said, no, he only has 4 amos, but we don't follow. We follow the lenient opinion of Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri, who says that we give him 2,000 amos. Amali Rabbi Zeila Rabbi Yaakov Aridi Beferish Shmielach. Did you explicitly hear that Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi said we follow Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri, or are you deriving this from something else he said? Funny you should ask. He said, no, I heard it explicitly. Says the Gemara, my klala. From what other statement, from what other general statement might you have been able to derive that Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi said we follow Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri? Amar Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi, halacha kedivrei hamekel be'eruv. We have a rule that we always follow the lenient opinion when it comes to Eruv Chatzeros and Eruv Tchumen. We'll see. Every machlokis by Eruvin, we always go follow the lenient opinion. Says the Gemara, v'tarte lamali. So, okay, so now that you have that, why do you need 2 statements? Why do you need to say halacha Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri? Why can't you just suffice it with the other statement that he said that we always follow the lenient opinion by Eruv, so we would of course follow Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri. Says the Gemara, Rabbi Zeira Tzrichi, we need both cases. Ti'i ashmi inan halacha Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri. If he only said halacha Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri, hava amina, bein l'kula bein l'churma, that you'd follow Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri's opinion even where he's being strict. What would be an example of that? By Kalim, right? By Kalim we said, if you follow Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri that the Kalim are kona shvisa, then the Kalim only have 2,000 amos, Kalim that are hefker. But if you don't follow him, if somebody picks up the kli in a zocha on yontiv morning, he can walk the whole city plus another 2,000 amos. So that's even more lenient. So if you want only said halacha Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri, you might have thought that there's also a strictness in Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri that you only have 2,000. You don't have the whole city plus 2,000. Kamash malah and halacha divrei hamekel be'eruv, that no, we only follow Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri in a lenient case. But in the case where the Chachamim are more lenient, then we're going to follow the Chachamim and not Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri. So the Rishonim, Tosfos, asks over here, Tosfos Dir Asko Kamash Malan. Take a look. Kamash Malan Kedir Amekel Be'erev. Dil'in Adam Halach Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri Dekani Shvisa. Ul'inin Kalim Halach Kerabanan Delo Kanu Shvisa. V'harei Hein Keragli Kol Adam. Whoever picks it up, you follow the Tchum of whoever picks it up. V'lo havi trei kuli desasrei ha'adadi, asks Tosfos Akasha, what do you mean? So these 2 leniencies contradict one another. Make up your mind. Are you following, do you say that something hefker or something sleeping is kona shvisa or not? How could you take the 2 different opinions here? They argue on one another. It's either one or the other. T'kaimel and k'rabban and darmi ein chefzi hefker kona shvisa. So Tosfos says, no, it's not a contradiction. We follow Chachamim. Hefker things do not acquire Shvisa. If Hefker things do not acquire Shvisa, why does a sleeping person, why do we follow Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri that a sleeping person does acquire Shvisa? V'yashin at a time, a whole v'neir kani yashinami kani kedepirish ha-kunchis. No, it's a different reason. We follow Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri, but not really according to his reasoning. We say, since an awake person would be kona Shvisa, so we give a sleeping person honorary Shvisa, but not because of the same logic of Yochanan ben Nuri, who says that a hefker kli would be kona shvisa. That's the way the Tosfos understands. And the other Rishonim have it slightly differently. Says the Gemara. Asks the Gemara, v'lema, why don't we say, halacha kedivrei hamekel be'eruv? So just say the other way. Just say we always follow the lenient opinion. So halacha kerbi Yochanan ben Nuri lamali. Why do I need the other statement? That you follow Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri, says Gemara Itzrich. No, he needed to say this. Sakda d'chamina hani mili, yachid b'makom yachid v'rabim b'makom rabim. You might think that you only follow the lenient opinion if it's a machlokas yachid and yachid or rabim and rabim. Aval yachid b'makom rabim, but in this case, you have machlokas yachid v'rabim. So even though we say you usually follow the lenient opinion by the laws of Erev, however, here you have a case of yachid v'rabim. It's the yachid being lenient and the rabim is being strict. You might have thought that by such a case, you follow the rabim. Kamash malon, that's why I need the other statement to say no. Halacha k'Rav Yochanan ben Uri, that you even follow the lenient opinion, even where it's a yachid against the rabbim. Asks the Gemara the following question. Amalei Rav Labai, Michti, let us see. Erev in Derabbanan. Erev Tchumen, this opinion is holding, right? We saw one opinion says Erev Tchumen is the Raisa, but this opinion is holding that Erev Tchumen is the Derabbanan. So hold Abai and Rav. Tchumen is the Derabbanan. So the Gemara says an interesting thing. Rava says to Abai, how could you say that Yachid v'Rab Malacha k'Rabim is even an issue by Drabbanan? In other words, the Gemara over here has a Havamina minute to say that the whole rule that we said Yachid v'Rab Malacha k'Rabim, that's only by Adin Doraisa. But by Adin Drabbanan, so you wouldn't say Yachid v'Rab Malacha k'Rabim. Right, because Rav is saying to Abai, why did you need to tell me that we even follow Yochanan ben Uri over here? The Gemara had said, you might have thought Yochanan v'Rab Malach k'Rabim is only a din by din d'oraisa, not by din d'rabban. Says the Gemara, what? Says the Gemara, so Rav said to Abai, what do you mean? Erevin's only din d'rabban, and why in the world would I have thought Yochanan v'Rab Malach k'Rabim by dinim d'rabban? Like, there's no havamina. So now the Gemara is going to say that that's ridiculous. That what do you mean? The klal of Yachid v'Rab Malach k'Rabim, just like it applies to Doraisas, it also applies to Derabbanan. Why in the world would you have thought that way? I'm a Lira of Papa Larava. But Derabbanan lo shani lan bein Yachid v'Mokim Yachid v'Yachid v'Mokim v'Rabim. There's no difference between a machlokas between two individuals versus a machlokas Yachid v'Rabim by Adin Derabbanan. You tell me that the whole rule of Yachid v'Rab Malach k'Rabim doesn't apply to Derabbanans usually? Hatanan, didn't we learn in the Mishnah Nida? Rabbi Lazar Omer, Rabbi Lazar says, "Kol isha shavu le shalosh onos daya shaita." Any woman who 90 days she went 90 days without seeing blood, like 3 30-day cycles. So then we assume she's whether she's old or she's young. Either way, any woman. So then we don't say that any taharos that she touched since the last time she checked are tame. Rather, we say diashaita. We only say she's tame from the time she sees blood and on. That's Rabbi Lazar. Chachamim say, you only say that by an old woman. By a young woman, you would not say that. V'tanya, and we learned in a braisa, Maisev asa Rebbe k'Rabbi Lazar. One time, Rebbe paskind like Rabbi Lazar, and even by a young woman, he said, we don't go all the way back to the last time she checked. Good morning, Jeremy. We don't go all the way back to the first time she checked. Rather, we just say she's tummy from that point and on. So Rebbe Paskin like Rabbi Lazar, he was lenient. La'achar she'nizkar, and then once he remembered that the Chachamim argued on him, Omar, he said, K'day Rabbi Lazar, listen machala b'shas hadchak. I'm still going to rely on Rabbi Lazar's opinion b'shas hadchak. But you see, he wanted to follow Chachamim. Says, come on, my la'achar she'nizkar, what do you mean after he remembered? After he remembered what? If you'll tell me what this means, is it's after he remembered that the halacha is like chachamim. If we really follow chachamim against Rabbi Lazar, so then you're not allowed to follow Rabbi Lazar. Even in the Shas Adchak. Ella, de lo in Marechas, lo karbalaz, lo karbanan. There was no clear tradition whether we follow Rabbalaz or Chachamim. So what do the brides mean? La'achar sheniskar de lav yochid palagale. Once he remembered that the one arguing on Rabbalaz wasn't an individual, it was a rabbin. So he should have paskin yochid v'rab malach karabim. Ella, rabbin pligale. Omar, k'day Rabbi Lazar nuchla b'shas adchak. Since it was a shas adchak, there was a very extenuating circumstance there. So he suspended the rule. It was a famine, right? And they didn't want to passel people's food. It was a very, very... So therefore he said, I'm going to, since there's no stated halacha, I'm going to rely on Rabbi Elazar. Even though I should have said Yachid v'Rab Malach Kerabim, here I'm going to follow the Yachid because it's a Shas HaDachak. Ah, so you see, even though this whole din is a din to Rabbanan, nevertheless, he thought really he should have done Yachid v'Rab Malach Kerabim. So you see, Yachid v'Rab Malach Kerabim is even by a din to Rabbanan. And the Gemara brings another proof. I remember Shashal Rav of Amri, again, unless you have the rule here, Halach Kedev Ramekel Be'eruv. But usually you would say, by even by the Rabbanon Yachid v'Rab Malach Kerabim. That's proof number one. Amr Mishash Lerava Amri La Rav Nachman Yitzchak Lerava. Ubud Rabbanon Lo Shani Ben Yachid Makom Yachid Ben Yachid Ben Makom Rabim. By the Rabbanon's, there's no difference between. By the Rabbanon's, there's no difference between Yachid Makom Yachid Ben Yachid Makom Rabim. By the Rabbanon, there's no din of Yachid V'Rab Malach Kerabim. Vatanya Shmua Krova. If a person heard within 30 days that somebody died, he didn't know, one of his relatives died, they didn't tell him. And then within 30 days, he heard one of his seven relatives died. No Hages, Shiva Ushloshim. So he observes Shiva and Shloshim. Rechoka, but if it's more than 30 days away, Eno Hages El Yom Echad. You only observe one day of Avelis. Ve'ezahi, Krova Ve'ezahi, Rechoka, Besok Shloshim, Krova Lacha Shloshim Rechoka. If you hear about it within 30 days, it's Shmur Krova. If you hear about it after 30 days, it's Shmur Rechoka. Lacha Shloshim Rechoka. Divi Rabbi Akiva. These are the words of Rabbi Akiva. The Chachamim Omer, the Chachamim say, Achas Shmo Krova, Achas Shmo Rechoka, No Heges Shiva Ushloshim. Chachamim say, they're more strict. They say, even a Shmo Rechoka, you have to observe Shiva and Shloshim. V'amar Rabbi Rechana Rabbi Yochanan, Kol Makam Shata Motza Yochid HaMekil V'Rabbi Machmirin, Halacha Kedivri Achmir Mamarubim, Chutz Mizu, Shalpish Rabbi Akiva Mekav, Chamachmir, Allah Kedev Rabbi Akiva. V'savar Lach Yishmuel, Damar Shmuel, Halacha Kedev Rabbi Amekil, Ba'avel. We have another rule. So far we learned today. We always follow the leaning to opinion by Erev Chatzeros, and Erev Tchumen. By Erev Tchumen, you always follow the leaning opinion. And we also say, Halacha Kedev Rabbi Amekil, Ba'avel. So says the Gemara, Ba'avelus Hudakila Barabbanan. Why they follow Rabbi Akiva's lenient opinion? Because we have a special rule, Halacha Kedev Rabbi Amekil, Ba'avel. Aval ba'ama fi b'derabbanan. This is a din derabbanan. Shiva and Shloshim is a din derabbanan. Avelos yom rishon might be doraisa, but Avelos Shiva and Shloshim is a din dinam derabbanan. And yet you see, really, had it not been from the laws of Avelos, we're going to say yachid v'rab malachik harabim. Aval ba'ama fi b'derabbanan. Shana b'yachid machim yachid bin yachid machim rabim. That we follow, we say yachid v'rabim halachik harabim, even by dinam derabbanan. Take a look at Tosas the Ramaskal, the Amar Shmuel, Halacha Kedivra Amekel Ba'avel, says Tosvis, Afilu B'yachid B'makom Rabim Nira De La'olam Halacha Kedivra Amekel Ba'avel. So you see from here, when we say we follow the lenient opinion of Avel, it's even a yachid against the Rabim. You're going to follow the lenient opinion. V'chutz Mizu Lav Lemud Yishar Mekomos De Avel Ka'amar Kedekamar Avelus Hudakil B'Rabbanim V'chim. So Tosas points out that the rule of Halacha Kedivra Amekel Ba'avel applies even if you have a Yachid against the Rabbin. So you have a choice between two rules, Yachid V'Rab Malach Kerabim or Halacha Kedivra Amekel Ba'avel. You always follow the lenient opinion by all of Avelis, even if it's a Yachid against the Rabbin.
Rabbeinu, isn't the concept of Achid Rabbin Ba'atos, isn't that like across the board? It's not specific to Doraisas or Rabbanans. I mean, isn't that it's a concept we follow across the board.
So correct. That's the Gemara's conclusion. That's correct. Why did Gemara have me? Not that way. I don't know. But
I mean, why would Dindu Avelis the Rabbanan trump that, which is a pasuk in the Torah? And Avelis is the Rabbanan.
Oh, you want to know why do we say Halacha Kedivrei Amekel Ba'avel? Why do we say that? Why do we say Halacha Kedivrei Amekel Ba'avel? I don't know. I don't know why we say that. Why does it trump it? And by the way, Odkus, who Tosas also writes, even Avelos Yom Rishon, which is Midoraisa, we say Halacha Kedivrei Amekel Ba'avel. Just like we say Allah kedivarenko be'eruvin, even by dinam d'oraisa. Interesting. I don't know. So let's continue. Let's continue. I mean, I could tell you a baich svara, you know, that I could, you know, I could tell you that by avelos, we're not sure. We don't want to pressure people when it comes to avelos. You don't want to be too pressured. Avelos is such a gut-wrenching experience that it's not the time for chumras. You know, it's not the time for being strict. It's the time to, I mean, that's a baich svara, though. I don't know if that's really true. Okay. Says the Gemara. Now the Gemara is now going back to explain other reasons. Why did Rabbi Shimon Levi have to paskan halacha Rabbi Yochanan ben Uri, even though we already have the rule halacha kedivrei hamekel be'eruv? Right? So beforehand we gave one svara. We said that no, you might have thought yachid v'rabim halacha k'rabim, or you might have thought that we only follow that we even follow Rabbi Yochanan ben Uri lahachmir. Fine. So that was one answer. Answer number two. For if Papa Amar Itzrich, we need Rabbi Shimon Levi to pass on Lach Rabbi Yochanan ben Uri by a person who's sleeping that he's Kona Shvisa, it would not be enough to just have the rule Halach Kedivrei HaMekel be Eruv. Sagad Ad Chamina, because you might have thought, Hani Mili be Eruv e Chatzeros. You might have thought the Halach of Kedivrei HaMekel be Eruv is only by an Eruv Chatzeros. Aval be Eruv e Tchumen, but by an Eruv Tchumen is more strict. As we're going to see in a minute, Eruv Tchumen is more strict than Eruv Chatzeros. Amalo. So you might have thought we would not follow the lenient opinion by Eruv Chatzeros, because Eruv Chatzeros, excuse me, by Eruv Tchumen, because Eruv Tchumen is more strict than Eruv Chatzeros. Tzricha, that's why we need Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi to say that we follow Rabbi Yochanan ben Uri, even by the case of a sleeping person, is Kona Shvisa, to show that the rule of Halacha Kedivrei HaMekel be'eruv doesn't only apply to Erev Tchumen or Erev Chatzeros, it even applies to Erev Tchumen. Says the Gemara, where do you see that Erev Tchumen is more strict than Erev Chatzeros? Zok the Gemara, Umina Temra, Deshani Lan ben Erev Chatzeros, like Erev Tchumen. Where do we see that Erev Tchumen is more strict than Erev Chatzeros? This Nan we learned in the Mishnah later on, Pei Aleph. Amar Rabbi Yehuda, Bamedvar Mamurim. When do we say that you need the da'as of the person included in the Eruv? You need his knowledge. Be'eruvei Tchumen. When it comes to Eruv Tchumen, you need the person's da'as to be Kona Shvisa. Like, we'll take the following case. So I know that Mordechai Kirshner loves hearing certain drushes from certain rabbis. And I heard that there's a rabbi giving a drush of 4,000 amas to the east. He doesn't know about it. So I go and I make an Erev and I say, I know Kirshner's going to want to hear this drusha, but I didn't get a chance to talk to him. I'm going to make an Erev for him. So would you apply the rule of Zachin La'adam Shalom B'fanav? Says the Gemara, it doesn't work. Bamedvar Mor Me'ruvei Tchumen. When do we say that I'm not allowed to do for him? That's by Erev Tchumen. But by an Erev Chatzeros, let's say I want to let Kirshner carry in his backyard. I want to let him carry or in somebody else's backyard, in the neighbor's backyard. So I make an Erev for him. So I say I included Kirshner in the Erev. So, if you want to let him carry in the Chatzer, let him carry in a Mavoi, so then it works. Bein Ladas, Bein Shalolodas. Something that's a schus. But the problem with a Ruvi Chatzeros, it's not necessarily a schus. Let's say Kirshner wanted to go 4,000 amas in the other direction. I know that he wants to go in this direction, but maybe he'll tell me he wanted to go in the other direction. So therefore, that requires das. So the Gemara is trying to prove from here that it's more strict. A Ruvi Chatzeros is always a zchus to let him carry. A Ruvi Tchumen, it's not necessarily a zchus. So from the Mishnah we see that a Ruvi Chatzeros is lighter than a Ruvi Tchumen as far as making an Erev Shalol Adas. Oh, but the Rishonim go crazy over here. Tosis in Ve'ein. Look at Tosis. Ve'ein chavin la'adam ela b'fanim. Says Tosis. Ve'im tomar. Ve'hechi muchach me'hacha de'eruv e'tchumen chamire. It's not because Erev Tchumen is chamor. It's because maybe he wants to go in the other direction. It's not a kula and a chumra. Halo ein atam tali b'chomer. El b'shem de'ein chavin la'adam shalo b'fanim. It might be, he might not want it. The reason it doesn't work is not because it's more strict. It's because he might not want it. Yishlomar Tosus kvetches out of it. Mikomako muchach shaper de chamiret fe. Dafil yadin and gabi ruvit chumen de lamachar daito lelech bosatzad. Even if you know that he wanted to go in that direction, afil hachi came into ikak tsas chov. Since there's still a little bit of loss because he loses the ability to go in the other direction. Shemavsid b'mash en yoch lelech tsar acher im yirtse lo have eruv. Okay. Gets out of it. I think the kasha is stronger than the answer, but okay, let's go. Says the Gemara. A third answer to explain why Rabbi Shimon Levi had to say both things. Why did he have to say halacha k'Rabbi Yochanan Benuri and also halacha k'divrei hamekel be'eruv? Rav Ashi Omer Itzrich. We need the halacha like Rabbi Yochanan Benuri. It's not enough just to say we filed the lien to him be'eruv. Why? If he would have only said halacha k'divrei hamekel be'eruv, you wouldn't have followed Rabbi Yochanan Benuri. Why? Saka da dechamina, I might have thought, hani mili b'shiyure eruv. When do we follow the lenient opinion? By the leftovers of an eruv. Like a person who made an eruv for a lot of weekends, the same eruv, in a watched place, and somehow, over time, the food was disappearing. You no longer have mazon shtei sudos. There's a machlokas tanaim later on daf pei. Are you allowed to rely on leftovers? If it started, for the last 5 weeks, there was mazon shtei sudos. Now, this Shabbos, there's less food. So there we follow the lenient opinion. Why? In that case, because you had an eruv for the last 5 weeks, you showed this is your place. So even though the food is now the right amount, not a right amount of food, we're going to follow the lenient opinion. Aval betchilas eruv. But if you put too little food at the beginning, on the first weekend, amalo. You might have thought there you don't follow the lenient opinion. And therefore, by the case of a sleeping person, maybe we wouldn't follow Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri. Because there's no chazak of having an Erev there. And we're always more strict by the beginning of the laws of Erev than later. And that's why Bishop Levi had to teach me, even here, even by the beginning of an Erev, we're going to follow the lenient opinion. Says the Gemara, who says there's a difference in the beginning of an Erev and the end? Where do you see that there's a difference of what we would hold by the beginning of an Erev versus the end of an Erev? This non, because we learned in a Mishnah later on. Amar Rabbi Yosi, Bamedvar Mamurim, when do we say that you need the full Shiur Eruv Chatzeros, Betchilas Eruv? Aval B'Shiure Eruv, Afilu Kol Shehu. So you see that Rabbi Yosi holds, even though you need Mazon Shtei Sudos for the first week, but in the 10th week, if you have a Mashehu left of the original Eruv, it's okay. Vilo amru le'erev chatzeros, elekadeshalo l'shakik toros erev minatinokas. This is a very difficult line in the Gemara. Rashi understands this line to mean another chiddush. The reason why we're more lenient by shiurei erev, this is the way Rashi understands the line in the Gemara. The reason why we're more lenient by the erev in week number 10 as opposed to week number 1. Velo amru le'erev chatzeros ela kadesh lo l'shakech toras erev minatinokas. There's two ways to understand this line. The whole institution of erev chatzeros is only so people shouldn't forget the institution of erev tchumen minatinokas for the future generations. What the whole din of erev chatzeros? That's the way Rashi understands. Take a look in Rashi. V'lo amru la'arev b'chatzeres el shalolish kachin chasaneokas. The whole reason of Erev Chatzeres, Rashi says, is that future generations shouldn't forget Shelo L'Shayach Toras Erev Midoras Habayin. Aval Iker Erev B'tchuminhu. Wow. Wow. The obvious problem with this, that's what Tosas says against Rashi. Take a look at Tosas. How in the world are you going to remember Erev Tchumen from Erev Chatzeres? How in the world are you going to remember Erev Tchumen by making an Erev Chatzeres? Erev Chatzeres and Erev Tchumen have absolutely nothing to do with each other. Shalol shakach Torahs Erev Minatelux. Perich Akunas Avul Ikal Erev B'tchumenu. U'mishni Yizul Kamam Perak Chalon. V'sham Perich Akunas B'inyan Acher. V'lo Amru L'Arev B'chatzeres L'Acher Sh'nishtatfu. Ela Shalol L'shakach Torahs Erev Chatzeres. Minatinokos midoros habon. Yeah, that makes a lot more sense. Hilchach makilim be bishira eruv. Achim mashma the tiny lekaman perak. So later on, okay, in the later on perak, Rashi has a different shot. The only reason we have eruv chatzeros, even after you already have shitufei mavos, once you have all your mavos tied together, what do you need eruv chatzeros for? So that's that. People shouldn't forget that. If you don't have a Shituvim Mavos, you still need an Erev Chatzeres. Yeah, that makes a lot of sense. What does that have to do with this Gemara, though? Ulari Nira, the Pirish Hacha Iker. Dei Per Kalon, Lo Aire Klab, Erev Chatzeres, El Ashituvim Mavos Kai. Tani Risha. Volama Amru La Aire Chatzeres, Hainu Perish Ashituvim Mavos. Yeah, but the other Rishonim ask over here. Again, Rashi here explains the main din of Erev is by Erev Tchumen. And the rabbis only institute Erev Chatzeros to not forget the din of Erev Tchumen. Ask the Tosef Srid, how in the world are you going to remember Erev Chatzeros and Erev Tchumen? The two have nothing to do with each other. The Marsha asks also this question. So, you know what they explain, the different shot here? It means that the whole reason for the shear of Mazon Shtei Seudos by Eruve, the whole din for the shear of Shtei Seudos is to remember that the shear of Eruv Chatzeros, that the shear of Eruv Tchumen is also Mazon Shtei Seudos. Okay, that makes a little more sense. Lo Amru L'Arev Chatzeros HaKadesh L'Shakech Toros Eruv Menatinokos. Okay, at any rate, you see here there's a difference between the beginning of Erev versus the end of Erev. Fine. So now the Gemara goes off in a whole different direction, and we're not going to finish this piece, but we'll at least start it. Says the Gemara, Rav Yaakov and Rabbi Zrik, the Gemara now goes through different rules of who we paskin like in Machloksim. We just had Yachid v'Rabim, Halachik v'Rabim, the Gemara had a Havimim, it's only by Dinim D'Oraisa, not by Dinim D'Rabbanan. The Gemara concluded no. Even by Dinan Durban, we see Yachad Rabbi Lach Rabbi. Rabbi Yaakov, Rabbi Zreka Amru, Halacha Karabi Akiva Mechave Ro, Ukarabi Yose Mechave Rav. We always follow Rabbi Akiva if he's arguing against one person. We follow Rabbi Yose even if he's arguing against the majority. Ukarabi Mechave Ro. And Rabbi also we follow when he's arguing on one person. Tosas later on have the Girsa. Halacha Rabbi Yosi mechave ro also, not mechave rov, and the riff and the many rishonim hold that way also. So Rabbi Akiva, Rabbi Yosi, and Rabbi, we always follow them, even if they're lenient by a din doraisa. That's what Tosas Rid says. Usually, when you have a machlokas by a drabbanan, you can follow the lenient opinion, and by a doraisa, you follow the strict opinion. But these three rabbis, even by Doraisas, you follow them, even if they take the lenient opinion by Doraisas. So says the Tosus Rid in understanding this Gemara. Says the Gemara, Lamai Hilchasa. Why do I need to know this? Do they mean that you halacha lamaisa, or is this just logic? Says the Gemara, no, Ravasi Amar Halacha. Yeah, they're intending that, yeah, you should follow, that's the simple pshat, you should follow their opinion. You're allowed to publicize this Barabim. Rabbi Chiya Barabba Amar Matin. Rabbi Chiya Barabba Amar says, no, we can't always follow this opinion. It just means, doesn't mean that we always follow this opinion. Rather, L'chatchila, we follow their opinion. And you would even tell this to an individual. However, we would not necessarily publicize this for everybody, that we would follow the lenient opinion even by Doraisas. Rabbi Yosef Bechina Amar Nirin, that a Yachid could rely on this. If a Yachid relied on this, we won't tell him to redo what he did. But even if a Yachid comes to ask the halacha, we would not follow these opinions to be lenient by a Din Doraisa. Kalashan Hazeh, similar to this machlokes, is it halacha or matin or nirin? Amar Rabbi Yaakov, what you do? Amar Rabbi Yochanan, Rabbi Meir and Rabbi Yehuda, halacha Rabbi Yehuda. When you have machlokes, Rabbi Meir and Rabbi Yehuda, we follow Rabbi Yehuda. Remember we talked about this, Rabbi Meir was such a super genius, nobody understood him. We don't follow his halacha. Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Yossi, halacha Rabbi Yossi. So now we have the transitive property of psak. Well, if when you have Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Meir, we follow Rabbi Yehuda. And Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Yossi, we follow Rabbi Yossi. The Ein Tzarech Lomar, I don't have to write, if A equals B and B equals C, then A equals C. Rabbi Meir, Rabbi Yossi, halacha Rabbi Yossi. For sure, because Hashta, B'makom Rabbi Yehuda, Lesa, B'makom Rabbi Yossi, Mibai, right? If Rabbi Meir against Rabbi Yehuda wins, and Rabbi Yehuda against Rabbi Yossi wins, the Kalachomer, Rabbi Yossi against Rabbi Meir, Rabbi Yossi wins. Amar Ravasi Afani Lomade, Rabbi Yossi for Rabbi Shimon, halacha Rabbi Yossi. Rabbi Yossi against Rabbi Shimon, I would follow Rabbi Yossi. Why? Amar Rabbi Abba, Amar Rabbi Yochanan, Rabbi Yehuda for Rabbi Shimon, halacha Rabbi Yehuda. So Rabbi Yehuda beats Rabbi Shimon, and Rabbi Yossi beats Rabbi Yehuda. Hashda b'makom Rabbi Yehuda lesa. Rabbi Shimon can't beat Rabbi Yehuda. B'makom Rabbi Yossi mibayi. Rabbi Yossi even beats Rabbi Yehuda. Kavachomer Rabbi Shimon doesn't beat Rabbi Yossi. Ibayi lehu. The Bnei HaYeshiva asked a two-sided halachic informational question. Rabbi Meir, Rabbi Shimon, mai. What about Rabbi Meir against Rabbi Shimon? The two losers. This is the consolation game, right? In the tournament. At the consolation game. When the losers fight each other, Rabbi Shimon against Rabbi Meir, who wins that battle? Teku. I don't know. Amar Rabbi Shasha. Rabbi Shasha says, Lesnu Ulahani Kloli. All these rules, take them and throw them in the garbage. We do not follow any of these rules. Rather, you should follow logic in each opinion. In one place, this Tana's logic might be better, and in that place, the other Tana's logic might be better. And now the Gemara spends a whole blot, which we're not going to do the whole thing, but we'll start it, to figure out how do we know that we don't, that these rules are not true. Mina leila ram b'shashiyaha. How do we know that we don't follow these rules? Ilema mehadistan. Maybe you'll tell me that we don't follow these rules from the following Mishnah. We quoted this earlier. Three people sleep outside the city. So each one gets 4 amos. So the two outer guys were 8 amos away, and the middle guy was in the middle. So what do we say? Rabbi Shimon Omer, Lamadav Demel, Lusholosh Chatzeres, Apsuchas Zulazu, 3 courtyards open to the other, Upsuchas Lushus Aravim, Irvushtai, Machitzonos, Imaim Tzayos, if the outer ones made an Irv with the middle one, Himuteres Iman, Vehemuteres Ima, Ushtai Machitzonos, Asuras Zoim Zo, the two outer ones are Aser. Rabbi Shimon. Uman Palagalei, Rabbi Yehuda. The one arguing on him there is Rabbi Yehuda, because he's the one who argues everywhere. Ivaha Amris, Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Shimon, Loch, Rabbi Yehuda. Elab Shmamina. Less new. We don't hold to the rule. Here you see we're following Rabbi Shimon against Rabbi Yehuda. Says the Gemara, what are you asking? My Kushya. Dilma, Hecha de Idmar Idmar. Hecha de Loimar Loimar. You're right. Here we have an explicit statement that Rav Chaim Bar Guri said, in the name of Rabbi, we follow Rabbi Shimon. But everywhere else, we don't have an explicit statement, we're going to follow Rabbi Yehuda. Ela mehadisnan. Rather, we'll try to prove it from another case. Ir shel yachid. A city that did not have 600,000 people. So it's like a rishus hayachid. Venasis shel rabim. And then all of a sudden, more people moved in. Ma'arvinus kula. You're allowed to keep the same Eruv. Shel Rabim, Venasis Shel Yachid, Ein Marvin Eskula. Elam Kein Ose Chutzala. You have to leave a few houses outside so people should know that it will be a heker that the reason that you're allowed to carry there is because of the Erev and not because, and they won't come to carry in an Irshal Rabin that doesn't have an Erev. Says the Gemara, Ki Ir Chadasha Shebi Yehuda, Sheyesh Ba Chamishim Diyurin, like a certain city in Yehuda that had 50 people living there. Divrei Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Shimon Omer, Shalosh Chatzeros Shel Shnei Batim. So how many people do you have to leave out? You have to leave out 50 people. Rabbi Shimon says, no, you only have to leave out 3 chatzeros of 2 houses. Amarav Chamar Gimarav Halach Rabbi Shimon. Oman Palagalei Rabbi Yehuda. So you see, you follow Rabbi Shimon. Ha Amris Rabbi Yehuda Rabbi Shimon Lach Rabbi Yehuda. Says Gemara, same story. My kushy, you can't have a proof. The Dilma Hakinami Hichdid Mar Yidmar Loim Loimar. If you have a rule halakha Rabbi Shimon, so you follow it. But that maybe everywhere else in Shas, you're going to follow Rabbi Shimon. Okay, we will stop here. Everyone should have a wonderful day. And there's a parsha shiur tonight at 8:15 for those who want. Same bad time, same bad channel. Have a great day, and we'll see you tomorrow morning, Bez Hashem, 7:05.
Rabbi, throughout the entire Hilchas Shabbos, we have Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Shimon duking it out, and it sounds like, you know, by Mutzah and all those things, we're passing like Rabbi Shimon. I mean, you know, it's not one.
We'll see. Maybe the Gemara is going to bring that. Good Hara. Very good Hara. Good Hara. I don't know.
Thank you.
Shkoyach, have a good day, everybody.
Have a great day.